power of adaptation. So I'm going to share with you a story that really speaks to the power of adaptation and delegating your success to an environment. It's a really powerful story, and I'll just share with you the very quick version of it. It's one of these stories that you can tell long, or you can tell the Reader's Digest version for those of you old enough to know what a Reader's Digest version is. Raise your hand if you know what a Reader's Digest version is. I'm really curious to know how many of you have Reader's Digest versions in your memetic environment from back in the day. Okay, everybody knows. Coach Larry Fossey, you never heard of Reader's Digest version? That's funny. Oh, man, we used to have them in the house. All right. Thank you for that. I just needed to know if I was the only one who knew what that was. Oh, goodness. 20 years from now, I'll be teaching this class, and people will go, what the heck's a Reader's Digest version? All right. So here's what happened. I was 33 years old, and I was really starting to look at making some changes. This is before I was coaching. Just before, actually. Just before I started coaching. And I used to teach yoga at the local YMCA. I was a yoga instructor. And we used to have these vegetarian potluck dinners once a month, which were great fun. And a friend of mine at the yoga dinner told me about this book, Celestine Prophecy. So I'm reading this book, and I'm getting all fired up. And then I was home for lunch one day, and I was flipping through the magazine of a soccer magazine, and I saw this little ad that there was a guy organizing a trip to Bolivia to go to the Tawichi Soccer Academy. And I had heard of the place. It was a very famous soccer school in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. And I thought, oh, man, I'm reading this book about this guy going on this big adventure in Chile, and here's a trip to Bolivia. I have to go. The only problem was the trip was for young men aged 13 to 21. And I was 33 at the time. So I was a little old for the trip. But I called the guy. I told him I really wanted to go, and he thought I wanted to go as a coach. And I told him, no, I want to go as a player. He says, you want to go as a player? To Bolivia and train with these kids? I'm like, yeah, I really want to go. So he organizes it, and I go. And when you go there, you stay with a Bolivian family. So I had Bolivian parents, you know, for my homestay. They were 32. I was 33. Pretty hilarious that my Bolivian parents were a year younger than I was. That was pretty hilarious. But so anyway, I homestayed with this Bolivian family, and I trained with the other U.S. and kids that were there, and plus the Bolivian teams, the Tawichi teams. It was really, really fun. We trained every morning for 2 hours. We trained every afternoon, and we went running in the jungle, and we were running through the river, and we went running up and down these sand dunes and playing on these soccer fields that are full of lumps and bumps, and the soccer balls were hard as rocks, and it was just this crazy environment, and just playing all the time. And as I was going through the month of playing there, and I really have a strong desire to be a very good soccer player, and I've always been a good player, but never a great soccer player, just a good player, you know, a hard-working player. But never like really fancy or skillful, and never fast. So anyway, during the course of the month, I stayed there for a month playing. And during the course of the month, I actually felt like I was getting worse. I was really getting frustrated because I thought, man, I came here to improve, and feel like I'm getting worse and worse every day. So I was having a blast. I was having a great time. I went on a side trip to the Amazon. I hired a guide, which, you know, being 33 and having cash, I could do a lot more than most of the other kids. So I hired a private guide to take me on a trip into the Amazon, and that was amazing. It was an awesome trip. But I thought, as far as soccer goes, it was a bust. I thought, man, this was a disaster. I'm worse than I was when I left. So I got home. And the next day after I got home, my team that I had played on, my men's team that I had played on for like 6-7 years, and we were a okay team, not a great team, in a local soccer league, nothing special, we had a game. So I was excited. I go to play in the game. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. I went onto this soccer field with my team that I've been playing with forever in a game in our summer soccer league. And I am telling you, I was Pele in this game. I was dribbling around, guys, and I had never been able to do that. I was zipping all over the field. I was scoring goals. They just couldn't stop me. It was like I was unstoppable. I was the Pelé of men's soccer in New Jersey. And I'm like, my teammates were like, what happened to you? I'm like, I don't know. I just, you know, I was in Bolivia. I was playing, and I thought I got worse, but I guess I didn't. They're like, no, you sure did, and you're amazing. So I was really tuned into the power of the environment for some reason, and I decided I actually have to get a new team. My team is not good enough for me anymore, which is weird. I used to be, I was just an average player on the team. Now I was so good, I couldn't even stay on this team. I actually went and tried out for a semi-pro team in New York City, which I never would have made in a million years, and I made the team. They were like, who are you? Where have you been? I was like, well, I don't know. I just was in Bolivia. So how did this happen? I thought I got worse, but I actually got way better than I ever dreamed. What happened was, when I was in the environment, I was adapting to the environment. And so compared to the Bolivian kids, I wasn't so good. But because I was in the environment and adapting and adapting and adapting every day, adapting and adapting to the Bolivian players and the situation and the environment, I was not getting better than the Bolivian kids, but I was getting way better than the American guys that I played with every day. And so what I learned was the environment pulled me forward, even though I didn't even know it was happening. I thought I was getting worse. Meanwhile, I was getting way better. So the question, the big question is, where is your Tawichi? Where is your Tawichi Academy? That's the question. Where is your Tawichi? Where is the environment that you can put yourself into, immerse yourself, adapt to it, and just by adapting to what's around you, you will become an amazing player in the game you want to play. So that is really what this whole program is about, is designing your own Tawichi Academy for your game. My game, the soccer. I love the game. Been playing since I was a kid. I'm fascinated by the game. I still play every day. You know, I love it. But where's your Tawichi? That is the question. That's the overarching question of this program. Estelle, go ahead.
David just had a question. Does it work in the opposite also? If you're in an environment where everyone is like a boatload of slackers. Not that way, but
it does.
And then I'm like dumbing myself down, and then I'm going to be worse, or what?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay.
No question.
That helps me.
Absolutely.
So then I have to get to Tawichi to get, you know, okay, get above that. That makes sense. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got to either find your Tawichi or you've got to make your Tawichi. You've got to have an environment for your game that pulls you so that you don't, I mean, I didn't have to try anything special. I just put myself in the environment and did what everybody else did. The coach said, okay, we're going to go run up and down sand dunes. I was like, great, let's go run in sand dunes. We're going to go run on the river. Great, let's go run on the river. Let's practice kicking soccer balls that are as hard as rocks. All right, let's kick some rocks. You know, I just did everything everybody else did, and the environment pulled me to a new level of ability. Really pulled me far. The brain's texting me, did I stay as good or did I adapt back? Well, that's a great question. So I tried out for this semi-pro team and I made it. And by playing on this semi-pro team, which was a really good team, that kept me at a higher level than I would have if I had stayed on the team I was on. And then from there, I ended up getting the job as the assistant soccer coach at Seton Hall University, which is an incredible soccer school, soccer environment. And being there kept pulling me forward because I found an environment that was, you know, as good as the Toichi Academy right here, you know, in New Jersey at Seton Hall University. The head coach there is former coach of the Olympic team. He's an amazing coach. He creates an incredible environment. And when I was interviewing for the job, he asked me point blank, and this is a man who's a soccer coach, but as I came to learn from working with him for 14 years, he's really a life coach and a philosopher. He asked me, he said, Dave, what is the most important thing we do as coaches? And I knew this was like the big interview question sitting there in the office. And I said, well, I think we have to really get the guys in a mental framework where they're on the same page so we can compete. He said, well, that's pretty important, but that's not the most important thing. Then I said, okay, well, then, you know, college soccer, very athletic. We got to make sure the guys are fit. So I think establishing a high level of fitness is the most important thing for success. He said, well, that's pretty important, but it's not the most important thing. And I knew I probably only had 3 strikes, so I just said, Coach, I don't know. I really am at a loss. He said, the most important thing we do as coaches is design an environment where the game comes to life. That's what he said. This is a soccer coach. He said, you have to create an environment where the game comes to life. Then you'll have a winning team. So, similar question. Where can you go where your game comes to life? Where it's alive, it's vibrant. There's players, there's challenges, there's opportunities, and it's just all swirling around you. And if you just embrace it and immerse yourself in it, it will pull you. That is the big idea of this program. All right. Any other thoughts or comments or anything at all? Any insights, any flashes, any ahas, any what-ifs? Let me hear from a few people here. I'm just going to call on some folks. Just share with me what comes to mind here. As Amy Magyar, you're a mind reader. I was just about to click your name.
Well, you must be feeling my energy, which is, as much as I want to stay in class, all I want to do is hang up the phone and, like, think about where is that environment I'm going to go immerse myself with. So I'm not. I'm going to keep talking. But that's
just
story.
10:30.
Yeah. Great. I'll be up till midnight. Great. That story is mind-blowing. And thank you for reminding us that, in a sense, you know, even as coaches, we can totally immerse ourselves. That would be a goal in the next couple weeks to figure out what that is. What is that environment? Because I know when I've done that before, an immersion, you can't help but adapt and change. And, even an example of just being, you know, perfect environmental change, going into Colorado and being there for 2 weeks, and you come back to the East Coast or the West Coast and you feel like you are superhero because your lung capacity is that much bigger and you didn't even realize, that you were expanding it with every breath.
Exactly.
That's an
excellent example because you're just in the environment and the environment works on you.
Right.
That is the key, right? So that's when Thomas said delegate your success to your environment. So where can you put yourself? Who can you be around this whole swirly mix of people and ideas and challenges and all these things happening, or if you just put yourself in it, it pulls you. You know, my dream and my vision prototype, you know, is for our school to be that way for coaching, that this our coaching program pulls people into being great coaches by, you know, what we do. And I think we, you know, we do that to some degree, but, it, you know, I'm sure, obviously, we can do it a lot better. And it's always my, you know, that's my vision because I, you know, spending, I went back the following summer to Tawichi, also as a player, but second time around more just to watch what were they doing? How did they do that? I mean, that place is a little soccer factory. I mean, they just take little kids at the age of 5 years old, and by the time they're 15, a high percentage of them become professional players. It's just an amazing place in what they do, and it really works. Awesome, Amy. Well done. That's a great I can feel your energy for it, and also it's such a great example of going, you know, into the mountains of Colorado. Just go there, work out, breathe, and you'll find out when you come home you have an amazing lung capacity compared to everyone else. Great stuff. All right.